habits on the A&H files. Oh, so we're just starting recording now? Okay. So we just saw Tuck set up. He's got rabbits behind each trap. That's to reduce material losses in case his home trap is ever taken. The downside to that is that sometimes you can really disrupt if somebody's trying to frame a piece on your home trap or something like that. A rabbit can be pulled from C2 to C3 or F2 to F3. So it's a double-edged idea to put a piece rabbit behind your trap. I really don't like it when my rabbits get pulled onto the trap, so I tend to put either a cat or dog there, but I think it's a very valid option to put rabbits there as well. So Hanzak, now about how to counter this. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm using just one rabbit and under the trap. And
okay, so we see Hanzak now has put rabbits on D8 and E8. Sometimes people will put, I mean, there's different ideas. You see Tux's pieces on D1 and E1, the two cats. One of the ideas there is that your camel can sometimes shift west to east more easily along the second rank if there's no rabbits in the way. Whereas if Hanzak's camel is on the east side and one of the rabbits gets pulled to D7 or E7 on the top, then the camel can't move as quickly to the east side. It's a pretty conventional opening here on 2G. This is the first time these two players have ever faced one another in the World Championship. Actually, it's the first time these two players have ever met at all. I looked in their and Tuck's win-loss record, and he's never faced Hanzak. So we have two very exciting attacking players, and we're going to see their first ever matchup, and I think this will be a great game. Do you have any predictions, Vladin? Sorry, is that how you pronounce your name? Is it Vladin?
Yeah, I have answered that prediction, of course. But it's a secret.
Well, actually, I'll take a look in a minute to see how the spectator contest went, because we should be able to see how the voting went and see who's the more favored player. I expect Tux will get more votes based on his higher rating, but these players do have a similar style, and they're both very good tacticians.
Yeah, I agree. Hanzak didn't play a lot with people before the championship. He played mainly against bots, but I think he improves rapidly.
Okay, so I took a look. Only 8 people voted on the spectator contest. 7 voted for Tux and 1 predicted Hanzak. So far the community is going with Tux. Not a big surprise, because they tend to go with the higher rated player. So on 3S, we see that Hanzak has left his camel exposed to a flip from E7 to E5, but he's also threatening to push the gold camel from E2 to E4. So I guess he's not too concerned with that. I guess that would make sense. I don't see how gold can get an advantage in that camel race there. Hanzak's other options are he could push both rabbits onto the C-file up one space. He could pull the rabbit on C1 up to C2 after pushing the C2 rabbit onto C3. That would be a disruption tactic to clog up the gold trap with rabbits, which is often a disadvantage, and maybe even get one of those rabbits later pulled up to the north. But Hanzak might do something more aggressive. Now, as far as Tux's plans, if he's going to plan an attack, he might start moving his camel. For example, if he wants to attack on the east side, he might move his camel to F3 right now to get it out of the way and to set it up for a future attack. With both camels on the E-file, it isn't clear yet who's going to attack on which wing. At some point, one of the elephants might force one camel to one side, and the other camel might be forced to the other, and then we'll have a clearer idea of the strategic options for each player. At this early stage, horse attacks aren't going to succeed yet, because both sides' camels have mobility. Now what Tux might do on a future move is push the camel on E7, push it west to D7, and then pull that rabbit from E8 to E7. No, he's going to try this out.
I expected Hanzak will push the rabbit to C3 now. Would be.
Well, do you think he'd be concerned with that camel flip? I was thinking that he's going to now push the gold camel to E4, because now you kind of have a standoff with both camels in danger.
I suppose he will end this elephant on D3, and I'm not sure.
Because if he pushes the rabbit onto C3 and his elephant ends on E3, I think the silver camel would be pushed
elephant
down to
D3. D3.
Oh, I see. That's the move you were suggesting?
Okay, I have expected to be one shifted to the west one place, but it is maybe better how you played it.
Okay, so here on 5G, the players are doing different philosophies now. I thought that maybe both players would flip a camel into the middle, but Hanzak, I think what he's trying to do is he's going to look for a rabbit capture, confident that he's going to get his camel out of danger. So the big question now is if silver camel can get out of danger, clear advantage for Hanzak because he's going to try and just push a rabbit up before the supporting gold army can defend that rabbit, so the rabbit would probably be lost if it's pushed straight up to d5 before there's a supporting swarm of gold pieces. On the other hand, if that silver camel gets into difficulty, that's a huge advantage for Tuck, so he's got to really think this through. I don't see an advantage. If he pushes the camel to f4 with his elephant on f5, the camel can escape. If he moves it to f4 with his elephant on e4, the camel can escape. If he pushes it to d4, that might be... Well, it would take two steps to push the gold rabbit onto c3, which isn't necessarily good for gold. I think... I don't know what he should do here.
Hans is a swarming player, so he wanted the camel to be in this territory, I think.
Well, it's interesting if you look at Hanzak's style during the tournament. It got less aggressive during the tournament. He was, and it might have been his warm-up games with Chessengo and Fritzlein, because he played many games against both of them. And I found that as the warm-up games went on and as the rounds and the weeks passed by, he became less aggressive. He saw that Fritzlein could always defend against his swarming attacks, and he seems to have become a little more cautious. On the other hand, yes, you're right. If this camel does get pushed down, maybe he will say, okay, well, maybe I'll go back to my swarming tactics. I was expecting Hanzak to be a little more cautious today, but I wouldn't even be completely shocked if he were to retreat his camel and aim for a rabbit push up the d-file. But I think right now Tux's bigger concern is how to save his rabbit while getting the camel into difficulty. Or, I mean, if he wants to play really cautiously, I was going to say he could just counter with a pull of his own and maybe try and get a rabbit exchange. So 2 minutes and 35 seconds on 5G. Tux decided he's not going to get that camel into any difficulty, and I think that was pretty clear. I didn't see anything either where that camel could get into long-term difficulty. On the other hand, there is a threat of a rabbit being pushed up to d5. So ordinarily in this case, you would see the gold rabbit pushed up to d5, except for that camel being in the way. So Hanzak has to first get his camel to safety, and then on a later move, then worry about pulling the gold rabbit. And by that time, you might see the silver rabbit pulled down the e-file versus the gold rabbit being pushed up the d-file.
I suppose just one step with the rabbit and left one to the north.
Would you? I guess one thing Hanzak could do here is pull the rabbit from d3 to e4, pushing with his elephant ending on the d4 square. I actually predicted a move right. So 5S, I don't often get to predict moves right. Now
no,
the idea,
no.
I think.
I guessed them switched. Rabbit on the d4 and elephant on e4 was my guess.
Now the reason for that being a good move is that now if the camel is pushed to f4, the silver elephant gets to do two things at once. The silver camel's pushed to f4 with the gold elephant ending on f5. The elephant can take two steps to push the rabbit up to e6. Sorry, up to e5, and then two more steps to retreat the camel. Now, what Tux might be counting on here is that he's going to lose. But I guess we should also point out that there's the option to trade a horse on b3 for a camel on f3. If it were possible to capture both the horse and the a3 dog, that would be a good trade for silver. But because it would only be possible to get one piece, it's not worth it. So he's going to definitely have to protect his camel. Now, it looks like that e4 gold rabbit's going to be doomed. Once a rabbit gets into the middle of the board on the d6 or e6 square, it's hard to protect it on both traps. But on the other hand, that camel can't retreat too far. If Tux is really determined to, he can get a camel hostage in this game.
This camel doesn't want to return.
Sorry, the silver camel on 6S, you mean?
Yes, exactly. He doesn't want to go to h4 or g5. He's content with the game on G4. It's Hanzak style. So.
Yeah, so I think we can already see a clear strategic option now for Tux is that he could put his dog, for example, on H3, move the horse from G3 to F3. No. How would he proceed here? He might put his elephant on G5. I would take the time to move a rabbit from e5 to d5 before moving the elephant, just to slow down gold's counterattack. I would put the elephant on g5 to threaten to push the camel south. Now with two more steps, one thing that Tux might want to start thinking about is getting his camel up to the west side. You already want to start thinking long term. If silver doesn't prevent the camel hostage, I would prefer to get the camel to c3, the gold camel, before it gets hemmed in any way. From c3, it's kind of keeping an eye on the e3 square, which is going to be a future swarming square for silver, but also maybe jumping up later up to protect the rabbit if possible, if the rabbit moves to d5 right now. But realistically, yes. I think realistically the gold rabbit is going to be dead. Moving it to d5 is a delaying tactic to slow down silver's capture. And the real option here is...
I would go to d5 as well, and probably with cat to c2 and camel to d2 and elephant to g5. It would be my move here, I expect.
Yeah, that's very similar to what I was thinking. The only thing that... I don't know what else Tux would consider other than maybe pushing the camel to h4 if he wants to prevent the elephant from trying to mobilize it, but I don't think that's necessary. I think that the elephant on g5 is a perfectly valid move, and it also threatens a capture in one. So I agree with you on that. I would put the rabbit on d5
or maybe,
and elephant on g5.
Or maybe the camel step could be replaced with dog step to be able to unfreeze the horse.
Yeah, that's a good idea too. I was originally thinking that of putting the dog on h3 and then already trying to move the horse to f3, but I don't think that accomplishes as much. Because he could use his four steps, rabbit to d5, elephant to g5, horse to h3, the dog from h2 to h3, and then the horse from g3 to f3 here on the 7g move. That would be kind of clearing a path for a hostage, but I think that would allow too much counterplay for Hanzak. I think you're right. I would maybe just move the dog to h3 on this turn and leave the horse where it is.
I move the dog to g2 probably, rather than h3. I'm not sure.
So you'd put the dog on g2 rather than h3?
Yes, I'm not sure.
Well, it is an interesting idea, because if you put the dog on g2, then the camel hostage would later end up on h3 rather than g2. And there is some... There are some ideas there. The risk to putting the camel on h3 is that maybe and that's kind of similar to my original suggestion. Now, but it's a little different, because right now the elephant can push that rabbit into the f6 trap. There's no capture threat immediately, so Hanzak might jump on this opportunity to take a free rabbit here on 7s. As we can see, the camel has no fear at all of being flipped around. Maybe he'll flip the camel from... E3 to F4, only because that would kind of disrupt... Well, I think if the camel were flipped from E3 to F4, what we would see is the elephant pushing the silver camel down to G3, and then both the horse would step west onto E3 and the camel would retreat to F3. So that camel flip to F4 wouldn't work. But he can capture the rabbit on E5, push it into the F6 trap, and there'd be no immediate threat of capture.
I wouldn't expect capture now. I would expect some swarm, some rabbits, rabbits down or something like that.
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea, too, because now we can see that the camel hostage is likely to end up on H3 rather than G2, and from H3, the rabbit swarm down the H-file would be a bit more effective. If he could get a rabbit to H4 and then push the camel to H2, then it's harder for gold to later reestablish a frame. Not too much more difficult, but you are right that it will slow down the gold attempts to hold a hostage if those rabbits can disrupt a bit.
I suggest in chat to swinging camel to d4.
Oh, using the four steps now to move the camel. Okay, so I guess that would create an immediate capture threat against the gold horse on f3. But I would be concerned as silver that I'm helping the camel get to the west side where it already wants to be.
I think it's change of camels. Right.
You're suggesting on 7S flipping the gold camel to d4?
I suggest it, but I agree.
Because as gold, I wouldn't give up that trade at all, because the silver camel is in a worse long-term position than the gold camel, so I would retreat my gold camel to c3. Okay, so on 7S, Hanzak's playing the patient approach that that Hippo predicted. I think that does make a lot of sense. So now if the camel is taken hostage at H3, immediately you'll see that a rabbit can come down to H4 and push the camel down to H2. So what Tux might say here is that if he pushes the camel just to G3 instead of pushing it to H3, that would give him more time to set up a later blockade on the H2 square, and you'd see that immediately there is no capture threat because the E2 square is blockaded, the horse is temporarily safe even if the camel's pushed just to G3. Then the question becomes, well, what happens if the horse is then pushed up to F5? And then so you'd have to look a couple of steps ahead. That's slightly dangerous, but I think that would work. So what I'm suggesting here is using two steps to push the camel from G4 to G3 and then two more steps. Because that's what Tux wants to do. He didn't want to push the camel straight to H3 because then a rabbit would come from H7 to H4 and then get the camel to H2. And that's not a disaster, but it is a good delaying move. And we're going to be in a race situation here, so every step will count.
So definitely your duck to H4 was better than my to G2.
Yeah. So, yeah, but in retrospect, Tux maybe regrets... In retrospect, maybe he regrets not putting his dog on H3 in the first place to save a couple of steps, but I don't think that's a big deal. So on 9G, Hanzak has the early material lead there on 8S, capturing the rabbit. Now we're going to see a camel hostage, and this is a theme we've seen throughout the tournament, is camel hostages. Sometimes they've worked, sometimes they haven't. Which position would you like better here? Do you think silver's winning with the extra rabbit, or do you think gold's winning with this camel hostage?
I would prefer gold position.
Yeah, I agree as well. I do like... Sometimes giving up a camel hostage is okay, but here it seems that it's too early in the game, and these early camel hostages have no supporting pieces. So Tux is probably pretty happy now to have a clear strategic goal of how to win this game. That's going to be to counterattack in the northwest. He can attack against the C6 trap while holding the camel hostage in the G2 square. But it's going to be a very tight race now. Both sides are going
to... Yeah. He has to hurry his horse to H6 and to occupy to hold the F6 trap from the north as fast as possible.
Right. As gold, ideally, yeah, he would try to get control of both C6 and F6 to take away silver's counterattacking chances. I don't see how he's going to get his horse onto G6 or F7 just yet, but on the northwest, I think he's got a faster counterattack. I think two... Now, right now, immediately, I would say two steps to push the camel down to G2 and two steps to move the horse from F3 to G4. Long-term, he just wants to make sure that horse is never frozen at F5, for example, where it would be in threatened with a capture, but temporarily it's safe on G4.
Very good move of Hanzak. This prevents the horse intrusion, and I am not sure how good now the hostage is.
Okay, sorry, I was behind there. I was predicting the move that had already occurred in 9G, and I didn't see the 9S either. So Hanzak is proceeding with his swarm. So now we're going to have to see gold very quickly attacking. What you often want to do is get a camel onto the C3 square. I really like having a camel on the C3 square in these situations. It's kind of close to the C6 trap in case you ever need to counterattack, but also... as part of the silver swarm, there's going to eventually be, if the elephant ever wants to leave and move to another quadrant, it's going to have to leave a defending piece on E3. And if that defending piece on E3 is a silver horse, you need the camel nearby. So from C3, the camel's kind of close to both the C6 trap and close to the E3 trap where it might need to dislodge a piece. So now Tux has a couple options. Once he gets his camel onto C3, I assume he's going to start moving it. He doesn't want his camel to be flipped to D4, to E4 right now, that's for sure. So as gold, I would be considering moving my camel to the west.
Yes, his camel moves, camel must go to action.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Now, if the camel moves west, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be too concerned as gold about the possibility of the silver elephant moving to F2 and pushing the rabbit up to F3 and then moving the silver camel from G2 to H2. I find in general that moves like that don't completely relieve the hostage situation, and they save more time for gold than for silver.
Yes, I wouldn't do that, but I would expect a horse to F4 as fast as possible. Silver horse, of course. I'm not
Right,
sure if
right.
now.
Yeah, so the other. Okay, so there's 10G. You can see the camel's moving west where it wants to be. He's left his cats exposed, but there's no effective flip right now for a cat to get up there. So now, what do you think Hanzak's going to do on his 10S? Do you think he's going to try and pull, maybe do some rabbit
I
pulling
expect
along the F line?
rabbits H rabbit down is one option, or some really swarming the F3 tag by I'm not sure which method would be the best, but H rabbits two steps down would be good, seems to me.
Yeah, I was thinking of a disrupting move, not immediately, but eventually pulling out F2 rabbit up to F3. If he wants to clog up the use the gold rabbit as a claw, like a blocking piece as part of his own swarm, he can try and pull the rabbit up from F2 to F3 originally. Eventually, I think that, or he could use one. Sorry, he could use one of his own rabbits instead of trying to pull a gold rabbit onto the F3 trap. Use one of his own rabbits to swarm down to F3. And then eventually he'd want to put
Yeah, I
strong pieces
agree
on
that.
F4. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, gold rabbit on F3 would be good for silver, but I think it's too slow option. Going down with rabbit is faster. I'm not sure.
I think you're correct, yeah. I think that if you want to do it the fastest possible way, just get a silver rabbit onto F3 rather than pulling the gold rabbit onto F3. Of course, so there's just three more key pieces required here. One piece is the blocking piece on F3, strong piece on F4, strong piece on E3, and then rotate the elephant out. Even though I don't like having a camel taken hostage this early in the game, it does seem that silver has the much stronger attack so far. It's
Actually,
coming, the
I think
silver's.
Silver pushed move his horse to F4 as I suggested before, but I didn't like it. Not as I missed the frame, but because I see the possibility of horse going to G6, but now it's of course very bad for Hanzak to be framed.
Yeah, I think Hanzak made a mistake there because the problem here is that if, well, actually, maybe he can defend this because if his elephant pushes the gold horse to F5 and then the silver cat steps down to G5, does that work?
Yeah, it will be exchange of horses, but I'm not sure is it good or bad if you are hostage, came hostage down to exchange horses. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a good question. Ordinarily, I would want the extra horse as gold. I don't know. I would prefer the extra horse as gold while holding a camel hostage. But in this situation, because we're seeing a swarm, and there's no good strong swarming pieces, I guess we'll just have to think of it in terms of a swarm. Because now, if silver eventually uses two dogs to place on E3 and F4, then the gold horse rather than the gold camel can be posted on C3 as a protecting piece, and then that would allow the gold camel to counterattack in the northwest. So maybe that would work out. But here, yeah, tactically, it just barely works for silver. If he pushed the horse to F5 and then the gold dog went to G5 to free the gold horse to E5, that gold dog from H3 to G5 could protect the horse if it's pushed to F5, but by putting a cat on the G5 square, I think this tactically works. So in terms of long-term strategy, that's what Hanzak's going to be thinking about. He can see tactically that it works to trade horses, but does he want that?
Yeah, it's his only option now, I think, to trade horses, but I'm not sure it's good as he needs to rotate his elephant from the defense of the F3 tap, and it will be very hard with only one horse.
Yeah, you're right. The more I look at this, the more I like it because if the silver horse from B6 tries to move around to the north southeast to fight it on the swarm, that's going to leave B6 open for the gold horse. If you use two dogs on E3 and F4, then it means that the gold camel is more free now to operate in the northeast or in the northwest, I should say. So, yeah, when I look at how this swarm will develop, I think that it is better. The gold horse trade does favor Tux. So Hanzak's deep in thought. Maybe he doesn't want to give up his horse. But if he doesn't trade that horse, I don't know what his alternative would be. I mean, unless 11S has been played and I'm not seeing it on my browser, it seems to me that Hanzak's been thinking a long time on a move that's almost forced, because if he doesn't trade horses, his swarm is kind of at an end. Do you see any alternative moves other than trading horses?
No, I don't see anything else.
Because it's pretty easy from a strategic point to see that the E3 silver elephant's kind of trapped on its square and the G2 silver camel's immobilized. So those are the only two pieces that can dislodge the F4 gold horse. So if they're not traded now, it might not be possible to ever trade them, because obviously Tux isn't going to give this opportunity a second time. That gold dog's going to move from H3 up the...
Wow, it seemed to me to be a 10-second move, and Hanzak made something totally else. Now I think gold dog could be put somewhere on G5 to prevent what we seen previous move.
But I would just put my dog on H4 where it's within range of protecting the gold horse, and then I think I might just use three steps to move my horse from B3 to B6. See, well, there was two options there. One was to use dogs on E3 and F4 as part of the swarming pieces, in which case the gold horse would want to stay near the southeast so that it could dislodge a dog. But now it seems that it's going to be a dog on F4 and a horse on E3 if he ever completes the swarm, in which case you would still need the camel on the C2 square, keep it in the southeast. So now I think the gold horse is free to move to B6. And I would do that immediately. Actually, I guess he doesn't have to hurry. Maybe move the dog. I don't like the idea of moving the dog to G5, because then the horse will move to F5. But maybe, what do you think of maybe moving the dog to
H4 is okay.
Or even H5 maybe is okay. And then maybe use, I don't know. I don't know if he has to seize the B6 square right away with his horse. Maybe it's better to use steps in the east first and then worry about the horse later. I was thinking of
he must proceed on the west, probably with the horse. But I'm not sure whether to go with horse to the B6 or trying to switch the wings and help against the swarm on the east, not on the west. So going with horse D4, for example, it's another option. I'm not sure with that.
Yeah, well, I absolutely agree that it might even be possible for gold to eventually take control of both northern traps. For example, if the gold horse moves to B6 and then maybe the dog helps out that piece, maybe the silver horse would be forced to retreat back to protect the C6 trap, and then maybe the gold dog will attack the G6 square or something. I think that gold has all sorts of opportunities now to start an attack against B6 and then later develop an attack against G6. The only thing I would be concerned about is that maybe you have to make sure that you have to calculate all the variations of sacrificing the F3 horse and then having the gold horse push to the F5 square. So he just has to make sure that he calculates having this dog close enough, but not so close that the silver elephant can capture it. I think he might also, eventually he wants to move a rabbit from H1 to H2, and maybe he should do it on this move while he has the time. A rabbit on H2 will just prevent a silver rabbit from ever reaching H2, which would be a bit of a problem for gold. So maybe I would use two steps to move a gold dog to H5, one step to move a gold rabbit from H1 to H2. And he could begin, he could even move, just take a step with his A3 gold dog to A4. Completely different move than what I was thinking about. So this is closer to your suggestion.
It's close to my idea. And it's good, as it could unfreeze the horse from F5 as well as the dog. So it fulfills all the other goals. As the rabbits from H5 I blocked now, and I like this move.
Yeah, I think this works well too. So I guess he's following your suggestion of attacking the F6 first. And he's also protecting his horse against capture. He's protecting against immediate tactical threats. Now, Hanzak on 12S, he's got to look for not just fancy tactics, but also a long-term plan. He could try...
Now it's asking me, It seems to me,
Sorry, go
however,
ahead.
he's lost, but he surprised me all the time, so I'm not sure with that. But I think he had option last previous turn, but not now. He's essentially horse down for me now.
Now, one thing that would concern me as silver is that if the silver horse moves too far to the east, if it moves to f5, for example, I'd be concerned about that gold dog hopping immediately onto the b6 square. If the gold dog can reach b6 and the gold horse d6, that's a killer attack for gold against the c6 trap. So I might think of putting two steps to put the dog on b6, the silver dog on b6, but then there's also the threats against the e5 dog, so I would be concerned about that as well. If the gold horse flips the e5 dog to d4, that's big trouble for silver as well. So I don't know how you protect against everything. I guess he's going to have to move his dog east, try and get it. I guess he can get it as far as g5 this turn. That would kind of block out the gold dog from reaching g5. I think that's what I would do here, is I would try to get my silver dog over to g5, and preferably using this view. I guess he's going to swarm anyways. Maybe just the e7 and f7 rabbits each take a step south, and then the silver dog moves over to g5. He's blocking the g5 square from the gold dog temporarily from reaching g5. And the gold dog can't reach b6 because the silver horse at d6 is protecting against that. And most importantly, he's protecting against that e5 dog flip to d4. So that's kind of move I would. Is there a move you like better?
Rabbit to f5, f7 to f5, dog to h6, and rabbit to h5, probably. I would expect something that, like that.
Okay, sorry, so you're suggesting a rabbit from f7 to f5, and then the dog to e6, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, and then I think maybe the dog would have to eventually head to g6, because my concern as silver would be that the gold dog can infiltrate to g6. If gold dogs can get powerful posts on b6 and g6 for gold, and then plus the horses and the camels still free to operate, I think that's those are going to be huge attacks for gold. I think Hanzak not only has to... what do you think of that?
Yes, gold dog to b6 would be very strong in near future.
Yeah, I think Tux has a huge advantage right now. Yeah, the silver pieces are all immobilized. There's no good swarm coming for silver. There's all kinds of good squares for gold attackers to take. Like again, if a gold dog can reach b6 and the gold...
So also, horse and camel for horse.
Well, he's also threatening the c2 camel. So so he might be thinking horse and camel for camel, which is also bad. But I think I guess Hanzak saw that.
It's almost the same now, yes. I agree.
Yeah, so I think it's worth it for Tux here to protect his camel.
He can protect camel and just wait.
Yeah, he can protect his camel and then take the other camel later. So there's an immediate threat against the C2 camel, but long term this is going to be a camel and horse for horse trade, as you said. So maybe he'll get the cat as well, but yeah, strategically. And Hanzak's already ahead by a rabbit, so in the end, this might be a cat and rabbit for camel. That's how it might turn out or something. But definitely, Tux has got to be really happy with this position. It's just 13 moves into the game, and he should have a forced win, but not an easy win. It's still a long way to go, but he's got to be really happy with how this opening has developed, obviously. So I think, 12S, it looks like a huge gamble by Hanzak. Wonder why did he give up his horse and his camel. He missed that earlier opportunity to trade horses. That would have been far better than how this has turned out. I think he must have realized that he was going to lose the attack. He had to retreat. If he had retreated his dog from e5 to e6 to protect it on 12S, I think he realized he was in a passive position, that he was going to get attacked. He was never going to relieve his frame or his camel hostage. And faced with a situation where he was going to die a slow death, he's just going to sacrifice some pieces. If he can get horse and cat for camel or something like that, I guess he'll just take it.
I don't like the last step with the horse. I would prefer having horse on f4 now, but now Hanzak could put a cheap piece on f4, but it will be coin machine or Lemmings or how you call it, but I'm not sure with that if it could help.
Okay, so I must have missed some moves on my browser there. So we're up to 14G, and so what is it? It's now
just captures.
So it's just a horse for rabbit. Is this material, right?
Camel for rabbit, yes.
Oh, sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah, camel for rabbit. So obviously, Tux is very happy now. So now, Silver still has to think of how he's going to proceed long term in this game. He's got a dog in a bit of trouble there on e5. He might want to try to put more pressure on that camel. Do you have any ideas for the best counterattack for Silver here?
No, I'm very poor at middle game and endings. I cannot suggest good move for Hanzak now. This is a loss for me completely.
I think Hanzak's biggest concern as far as the game continuation is going to be that the g6 square is easy for the gold horse to take. And with gold having a free camel, that's extra bad for the gold horse and elephant attack against the g6 square. So the only direct method of protecting against it that I can see, well, there's two, I suppose. One is to clog up the g6 square by putting a piece on the f6 trap and a piece on g7 so that the horse can't invade g6. Maybe move the dog to get the dog out of danger, put it on f6, move the rabbit from h7 to g7. That's a good temporary move to block that gold horse from reaching g6. I think that's the key strategic game right now. The other one would be to move the silver horse from d6 to g6, but that takes four steps, and then I'd be concerned as silver about the silver dog being pushed to e4. So I think I would start with a blockading. That would take three steps to blockade the g6 square, and then one extra step for the silver elephant maybe to move down to c4. If he could pull that rabbit up to... Sorry, go ahead.
So surely gold's the main piece now is his horse on g4. It will be attacking, but he could pull as well to f3. So silver isn't safe now if he does anything. But probably going this elephant to f5 is better option, as it invites camel to c5 c6 region. And it would be much better to fight with camel than to fight with horse.
Okay, so 14S, it looks like Hanzak's strategy is not going to be to defend against g6, but maybe to attack c3. Is that what I don't know if you interpret that the same way I do, but I interpret this as being an attack against c3. Maybe try and maybe he's going to try and develop a quick goal attack here. Hanzak knows he's got the poor long-term chances, so if he's going to try a quick attack with dog, horse, elephant against the c3 trap and try and overwhelm the camel, maybe if he can capture the b3 rabbit, push it up, and then start a rabbit swarm of his own down the b-file or something. But go ahead.
I agree with you, but as Tux, he could go with horse to g6 and this elephant to e4, and prevent everything with this elephant, so he's in a very good position now.
Oh, absolutely. With the stronger pieces, Tux will have all the chances. There's no way Hanzak can force any kind of gain of material without the gold elephant coming by to protect everything, and that gold horse will be a strong piece on. I guess
same idea, except he didn't went to g6 and remain on f5. It's good place as well.
Yeah, so I guess he wants his stronger piece. He wants his horse on f7, first his gold dog on g6. Yeah, that's just as good. But now I think as Hanzak, I would be even more concerned now with blockading the g6 square. If he can put, for example, a silver dog on e6, move the rabbit into f6, and then maybe move the f7 rabbit to g7. That blockade doesn't work because then the horse could try to... I was trying to blockade both the g6 square and prevent the forward progress of the f5 horse, but I guess what he would have to move his silver horse to e5 to prevent the gold horse from moving through e5 and getting up to e7, for example. Because if the gold horse just walks around this trap and moves up to e7, that could be trouble.
I think the gold would... Dark. go dark on g6 would be very, very good position. Good position, and essentially all the wink is lost after that move.
Well, exactly. If the gold dog reaches g6, this is going to be a huge problem for Hanzak. So that's why I'm trying to think of ways to block up that the g6 square. Rabbit on f6, rabbit on g7, dog on e7. And he might have... No, I guess he wouldn't. I was thinking that he might have to blockade the gold horse from reaching e7 and trying to attack from underneath, but if the silver horse could reach e6, then that would actually be a great tactical blow for silver, so maybe this isn't a concern. Basically, for Hanzak, I would just be concerned with blockading g6, which would be a disaster. If the gold horse got to g6 and then a rabbit advanced from h1 to h5, Tux would have a very, very powerful goal attack. So are you still seeing Hanzak thinking over 15s? Okay,
so Hanzak is attacking to on the d-file, maybe. He's trying to something near, but... Oh, let us see.
So yeah, I guess Hanzak's indirectly protected g6 by threatening the gold cat on the f3 square. Tux has to use one step to protect it. He can't reach g6 with his dog just yet. And I think that... Yeah, Tux is going to have to start thinking about the coming attack against the c3 square. He's going to be able to defend that better than Hanzak will be able to defend the g6 square, but it seems pretty clear to me that Silver is going to be attacking soon.
Yes, nice.
So we can see by 16g, Tux is thinking already of trying to win this game. He knows he's going to control g6. He's got his rabbits charging up the east side. He's not... You know, he hasn't planned out his goal attacks just yet. He just knows that he's going to win the f6 battle. He knows he's going to have rabbits advancing, and he knows he's going to eventually get, you know, within 5 or 6 moves, he's probably going to start developing goal threats. Maybe not that quickly, but sometime within the next 10 moves, he's definitely going to have some strong goal threats on the east side. If Hanzak's going to defend against those, he's either going to have to move his horse or his elephant to the northeast quadrant, and you can see that
if
either one of them... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
If I can guess which players are best in goal attack talks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's a brilliant goal attacker. He's way ahead of everybody else. So now, I would expect the dog to still want to get to the g6 square here. Even though Hanzak's put a blockade on the g6 square, the dog can easily reach it. I think maybe Hanzak's hoping, though, that his rabbits are going to be able to... Like, for example, if the dog were to pull a rabbit from h6 down to h5, and then push the other rabbit to h6, getting his dog on the g6. I think Hanzak's counting on the fact that now he's got some silver rabbits pushing down the h-file, so maybe the better way is to push the first rabbit to h7 and then push the other one down to g5 where they're temporarily...
Yes,
frozen.
Exactly. The second option is better.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, I think Hanzak... Oh, definitely, because Hanzak's probably counting on the fact that he's going to get some rabbits flying down the h-file, and so... All Tux has to do is be careful now. Okay, so Tux is even more careful than I thought. He's completely blockaded in the silver rabbits.
Actually, the blockade's even him.
Sorry, it's...
I'm not sure if it's better this way. Of course, the rabbit advanced, and he could finish what he wanted previous turn. He could finish on h6 with the rabbit and with almost the same position. So
yeah, exactly. So he's playing a little more carefully than what I was saying.
It's on the...
I'm getting a lot of feedback on your side there. Okay, so it seems that my co-commentator's had some technical difficulties. It looks like he's disconnected. So basically what he was suggesting and what I agree with is that you can get the gold rabbit to h6 here, gold dog to g6, and you've got a pretty solid position there. That rabbit's not going to have an easy time advancing from g5. And just to be extra careful, you'd want to eventually get more rabbits and maybe that e2 cat eventually get it over to the east side as well to defend against any potential threats. Okay, so you're back, I see. You had some technical difficulties there.
Yeah, I somehow disconnected. I don't know.
I'm having really difficulty hearing you. Are you having problems with your microphone?
I'm not sure. I didn't test my microphone. I hear you very well, but you hear me bad.
I hear a lot of reverb and a lot of echoes, and I'm not hearing you consistently.
Okay, so now I suppose Rabbit to H6 and Duck to G6.
That's right. Tux is playing really carefully here. He's not taking any chances. He's playing very methodically. He's not going to allow that G5 rabbit any chances to advance. You can see that there, if the silver rabbit ends on G5, there's no silver piece even close to getting over there to help it advance. The silver elephant can get through the south, through the F2 trap, to get onto the east side, but that would be a very poor goal attack.
Okay,
also, Tux is
on the west. That was the other option to go with camel to the west. So
now we might see
maybe
some different things.
Maybe it's invitation for a big trade.
Yeah, so we might. I'm having really difficulty hearing you. You might need to test your microphone because it's really coming out poorly. It's like it's breaking up constantly. So basically, looking at the position, Hanzak might have new opportunities of scoring a cheap goal down the D file. There's no immediate goal threat, but he might try and sneak something through at some later date if he can find maybe catch Tux napping. It seems that Gold is playing very, very cautiously, though. He's really taking time to think over his key moves. He's trying to negate counterplay. So I think that Tux is going to see that there is some weaknesses down his D-file, and he's going to take some steps to prevent against that. He's also playing very cautiously. Before allowing a silver rabbit to advance to G5, which is safe right now, maybe he's trying to develop better counterplay on the west side and then do that later. So he's playing very patiently at the moment. So now, if thinking back to a World League game that Fritz Lion played with Chess and Go earlier, Chess and Go was down material, but he did some aggressive counterattacking and rabbit advancing with silver, so you might see silver horse to D2 here. To get to D2, it would need a rabbit advance from D6 to D5. Now, that might not work because the gold elephant would just move to D2. To D3, sorry, so that wouldn't work. So Hanzak is probably looking at some type of long-term silver attack down the D-file. At some point, Gold's either going to want to block, use a A1 rabbit to block up the D file, or I would say even better, the E2 cat moving over. If he gets really desperate, he could use his elephant to move to D4. I mean, it's not a desperate situation yet, but at some point he might want to block up the D file. Problem with moving the elephant to D4 is that now the silver elephant can reach E4, and Gold might have some difficulties. So Tux is he's winning by a large material advantage, but he's got some issues here. I think that right now I would take the G6 square with my dog while I have the opportunity. There are no killer rabbit threats just yet. If the silver rabbit advances to D2, the cat will push it into C3. So Tux has one move available here where he doesn't have to worry about a goal attack. I would definitely want to secure that G6 square. Just in case the gold elephant ever needs to move west for any reason, the silver elephant's advance to F4 wouldn't be as much of a disaster. Gold would still have a fairly decent position on that corner. But now we can see the advantages of that earlier blockade by Hanzak. If the gold horse were on F7 and the gold dog were on G6, this would be a really killer attack for Gold. Because we don't see that, Gold is kind of blockaded with his horse on F5. He's not going to get a strong attack anytime soon. So Hanzak's defending well on the G6 square. He's trying to create long-term counter threats with a D rabbit, and I think Tux is, I would say, his top concern right now. Oh, hello, welcome back. Is your microphone working now?
Yes, can you hear me now better?
Yes, I can hear you better. Yeah, that's great. So on 19G, we see this is the gold cat trying to move west. I think that Hanzek might just flip that cat back to F3 to clear up more space along the D file. That's what I would certainly do. How about, do you agree with that, or do you see another plan for silver?
Oh, Hanzek is on turn. Yes, it's...
Yeah, sorry, I just have to take a quick break. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Yeah, the cat on D3 blocks the elephant from any counteraction against king. It's gold. I would at first go with dark to A6 before camel, but this is so Hanzek spent a lot of time on his go attack, and he moves this rabbit to D4. It's go in one threat. Yes, flipping the rabbit to F4 is good prevention. Hanzek went to yellow zone with his time. It's 24 seconds left.
Oh, hi, I'm back. So
there was one turn goal attack from Hanzek and prevention from Tux.
Right, so I see Tux is now trying to threaten rabbits on both sides of the board, so I guess now Tux has to think of how to protect his pieces. That'll be tough to protect his pieces. He doesn't have a lot that can protect his C4 rabbit, and I guess his elephants, unless I'm missing something, his elephant's the only piece that can protect either one of those, right?
Yeah, I agree. This was much better prevention than flipping to F4, as that will treat him only in one, only in F3 trap. Now he has threats in both C3 and F3. It's much better.
Well, if Hanzek wants to be really fancy here, he could move his dog to D3 and his rabbit to E4. The only thing is that would... No, that wouldn't even be a fake golden one. I was thinking that if you could hopefully try and sneak a rabbit down the E4 file after the dog is captured, but the rabbit would actually be frozen on E4, and there would be an additional step to block up the E file anyway. So Hanzek can use trickery to try to advance a rabbit, but it's still very difficult here. Well, I think that that if he pushes the horse to... Okay,
yeah,
so 20
is better.
Yeah, just a delaying move, yeah. That's actually pretty good. Well, one difference that we see...
Cat to E3 would be good now.
I was thinking that there might be an opportunity now for the gold horse to reach the E6 square, which it couldn't do earlier, but that's premature. If the gold horse pushes to the rabbit to E4 and then slides the gold rabbit to... No, that doesn't work.
E5 only.
Yeah, only E5. Yeah, that seems a little risky.
Rabbit push to E4 would be strange.
Well, if he pushes the rabbit to E4, it's not in too much danger of being advanced. Well, it would... No, that's too risky. It's too risky, yeah. Well, I would definitely... If he has no active moves, I think Tux should either think of getting his dog on the G6 or blocking the E-file. He does both on the same move. I think that's a pretty solid move there. Nothing too fancy. He's just blocking the E-file, taking control of G6. That's a good solid 21G.
Yes, and now his camel could advance, and the elephant is blocked. Some kind of P. Mertens blockade. Partial, but...
Yep.
It's some kind of P. Mertens blockade. Oh, it's far from it, but camel is free on C6 region. Elephant is blocked from this region at all.
Well, ordinarily the first instinct here on 22G would be to pull the dog down to F4, but then a rabbit would just activate it, and then the dog would get to G4. And then from there it's still mobile thanks to the F5 rabbit. So instead of doing anything like that, we could see Well, Tux could try to do something like pull the rabbit down to e4 with his horse on e3 and then move a rabbit from f2 to e2 to mobilize the horse, but the problem is that that's kind of inviting a silver attack down the e-file, and I don't think capturing the c4 rabbit's that big of a deal that you want to lure the elephant over, so I wouldn't do anything fancy like that. Could try something simpler. Well, one thing he could try is maybe move a rabbit to g4, and then a... No, I don't like that either. I was thinking, or maybe move a rabbit to h5 from f4, or the h1 rabbit to h4. I like the idea of advancing a rabbit.
I would advance this h1 rabbit and this f1 rabbit, probably.
So the h1 rabbit to h4, and then the f1 rabbit to e1? Is that what you would suggest?
To e2, probably. E2 and H3. I'm not sure. Advance of rabbits seems appropriate for me. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'd be happy to advance the rabbit as far as H4 on this move. I find that the H4 rabbit with the G3 cat would make a good hostage basket if he ever pulls the G5 rabbit to G4. And I do like the idea of just blocking up the... When with one extra step and then the glaring hole there on the e-file, even though there's no immediate rabbit advance threat on the by the silver rabbits down the e-file, I like the idea of just blocking it up one step used now from f1 to e1 or f1 to e2, as you suggested. Those are good long-term blocking steps. I think that with the position kind of at a standstill, I agree now with the idea of advancing a rabbit all the way to h4. There are not yet, but in the long term, there could be some goal threats from that rabbit. That would be the strongest goal threat. Okay, so Tux is even more aggressive than that. The only reason I suggested h4 rather than h5 is that the silver rabbit doesn't have any chances. Even though this wouldn't be a strong threat at the moment, the silver rabbit could reach h4 immediately with a silver rabbit sliding from e5 to f5.
But the f4 rabbit is danger for a silver now. If he left his dog without some block.
Wait, that my last step was e5 to f5, but you're right, that is it's a little risky. But if Hanzak wants to try a quick counterattack, there is an opportunity now to get his silver rabbit to h4 with the other silver rabbit moving from e5 to f5. Because Hanzak's losing, and because his silver elephant's kind of close to the f3 trap, I think I would try that. Rather than slowly losing, I prefer to quickly try to win in a position like this. I would be very, very tempted to move my silver rabbit to h4 just as an attempt to turn the game around. So right now the material situation is that gold is down by one rabbit, but in exchange he's gained an extra camel. So that should be a powerful advantage for gold, but right now that camel isn't doing anything, so both sides are kind of pushing for goal attacks, and gold hasn't really been able to use his extra camel to his advantage. But one positional advantage he has had is that G6 dog is very strong. It's currently at no threat against the silver horse. But mentioning that, maybe one of Hanzak's plans now will be to try to blockade the gold horse as much as possible. If he moves his horse to D6 and moves his dog down to D5, maybe he's going to try to... Wow, he did that.
So he just waits.
Yeah, so the move is intended now to chase after that G6 dog, which is the strongest piece gold has, a strongest positional threat. Now, the gold horse can advance to F5 and protect that piece, but what Hanzak is counting on is the fact that gold horse can't really move to F5 without it introducing the possibility of a powerful silver rabbit threat down the E-wing. So to recap...
I would move this camel to c5 now and this dog to b4, so trying to follow the horse.
Sorry, could you repeat that? Oh, move the camel up?
Camel c5, dog b4, and follow the dog. Follow the horse.
And does that have enough time? Because would that, if the horse moves to f6 on the next turn, is there time to protect?
There will be time for retreat with the dog to g5.
Oh, you're right. Because Silver would need 5 steps to get a rabbit to h6 and then a horse to f6 to create an unstoppable threat. But he would win a rabbit, though, I think, because the if the horse retreats, the silver dog could pull a rabbit through the f6 trap, and then with the gold rabbit on h6, it would create a second gold rabbit. So
I'm sure the came on the region of 6th or 7th rank would be devastating for silver.
Well, he could try to. Tux could just try to pull out of his eastern situation. If he moves a rabbit from f4 to h4 and then pushes the silver rabbit from g5 to g4, he's threatening a capture threat while freeing his dog.
I don't like this move.
No, he's actually made harder for his own dog to escape. I don't understand that.
I would rather move the rabbit to g4 rather to cat and flow with the horse on f4 in your future.
Well, one thing. This is a tough situation. Hanzak, if he moves his horse to f6 immediately. Okay, well, gold dog can escape. I was thinking of putting the horse on f6 so that the dog can't do anything immediately. So how far can the dog escape? It can escape as far as g5 if it flees south, or as far as h7 if it flees northeast, but from h7 it's not actually a good square because it'll be threatened in one move. Well, Tux could use a delaying move here to try to go after the dog, right? Because if the dog just steps to h6 and then you move the cat to g3 and the rabbit from f4 to g4, the e-file is temporarily blocked up, and the gold horse would have some freedom to either counter-threaten the silver dog or to push up into f5.
So you mean pushing silver rabbits to g6 and h7?
That's actually different than what I was suggesting. But you're right, that would prevent the cat couldn't be captured. You're saying put the cat on g5 where it can't be captured because of the congestion at the f6 square? Would you be moving, like, dog to h6, cat to g5?
Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting threat. I was thinking more of a counter threat. Use delaying tactics to run with the dog while using the horse to move to f4. The horse can't reach f4 immediately, but just clear the f4 square so that the horse can later move to f4 if needed. That was my suggestion.
I must say I like Hanzak's position much more than, say, 5 turns before.
Yeah, what really saved Hanzak's position was that, the rabbit counter threats down the D and E file have really hampered Tux's ability to use his tactics. A lot of his pieces are tied up. Tux's one material advantage was his gold camel, which he hasn't been able to utilize.
So double pull instead of double push.
So what Tux might have decided here is that that's a good move. I hadn't considered that possibility, but the idea that the gold dog can just run away as far as it can, that's a pretty good idea. I mean, the silver horse, I don't think can.
But now can silver's move is almost forced. Forced as rabbit to h6 and horse to g6 is obvious, I think. So just one step to think about.
Right, but then the dog's going to run away. So I think what might happen on the next move is the dog will move to g4, then the cat will step to h4, and then the dog will move to g3. It would lose a rabbit for gold, but I still think that gold would have the preferable position. So then, since it looks like the dog's going to have to run away and the f4 rabbit's very likely to be captured in the f6 trap, this would leave gold ahead by one camel in return for two rabbits. Again, that's still a good material advantage for gold, but you have to make use of your extra camel for that to be a worthwhile move. So long term for gold, I would try to get the dog out of there. If the silver horse moves to g6, I would try to get the dog to g3 on the next move, give up the f4 rabbit. But then I would start trying to use my material advantage.
Gold could start thinking about gold attack and a file.
Exactly, yeah. Because once the silver horse reaches g6, which it should do on the next move, then Tux can start thinking about moving his dog to b6 and then starting an attack with his camel, dog, and rabbits up the e-file. So now, yeah, for this move, I would think of retreating the dog as far as g3, and then on the next move, I would think of starting to counterattack against b6 with my dog, then eventually with the camel and the rabbit, once you've secured the c4 square.
I would probably push the rabbit to h4, one step down with dog, and two steps with the other dog to north.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be concerned, though, that the rabbit on h6 could reach h5 on the following move?
One step with the cat, yeah. Cat to h4, h3. So only one step with the dog on the left.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good move as well, yeah. I suggest moving the dog to g3, but you're right. On g4, it's fine. It's fine, and starting the counterattack on the west is very important as well.
Oh, but it's lose f4 rabbit. There is another option to counter-threat, as you talked about, pulling the rabbit only to g3 and step with rabbit and horse to east, ending with horse on f4, of course.
All right, so, and one other option is that gold, if we're still looking at 25g, unless my browser's frozen, if gold wants to... Wow, he only has three steps. Gold could have pulled the rabbit to g3 as a capture threat, which was what I was going to say, but it's unbelievable he didn't use a fourth step on that move. I mean, dog from a3 to a4 is a very, very obvious fourth step.
Yeah, or rabbit to a2.
Yeah, anything like that. So now Silver has to decide. He has to decide what he's going to do with his elephant now. If his elephant sacrifices that c4 rabbit by pushing onto the e3 square to keep his other rabbit alive, and that rabbit has some long-term chances because there is a horse now that can come down the g-file, that's going to, that combination of an elephant on e3 with a horse coming down the g-wing would make that that rabbit on g3 a very powerful long-term threat, but Silver also has to defend against the h5 rabbit, so Hanzak might just decide to give up that rabbit and try and capture two rabbits in exchange, try to capture the F4 rabbit and the H5 rabbit, giving up the G3 rabbit. And in the meantime, while Silver's using those extra steps for a capture, Gold would start have time to begin a counterattack against the E6 trap. And I wonder if Tux even formulated that. Maybe Tux is looking on the east side, because I'm very surprised he didn't step his dog to A4. It's very obvious long-term that a Gold dog and camel would be a very powerful combination on the west side.
Mega just suggested a horse to g4, dog to h4, and rabbit to h3. It looks very powerful on the first side.
The horse to g5?
Horse to g4, dog to e4, h4, and rabbit to h3. Or that way. Oh,
yeah, that's a good move as well. I would say it's almost forced now to flip that G3 rabbit up to G5. Tex can take no chances here, giving up any gold.
Yeah, obvious.
Actually,
the other move was probably more powerful.
Yeah, I think Tex missed a big chance there. I think it was right that if somebody said moving the horse to G5 as a step, that was a very powerful threat to prevent exactly that. If that rabbit had been on G3 without the ability to flip it up to G5, Hanzak would have had a really, really good attack here. So now I think Tux caught a bit of a break. I would shift rabbits from E3 and F3 over to two steps east on the next move. If possible, capture that C4 rabbit and then begin the counterattack against the B6 and the C6 trap. So I think Tux has a clear path now to how to proceed.
Lost Cal Palladute answered the move of Mega Gesture that he could take the rabbit with the dog from H4, so it wasn't so powerful.
Okay, so Handak realizes that he's not going to proceed with a goal attack in the east, and he didn't want to give up that C4 rabbit.
Oh, so and now Tux is winning. Now Tux is winning as everything is blocked on the west, on the east. And he could proceed on the west without problems with the camel, the major piece here.
And Tux is going to have to decide. He's going to lose his F4 rabbit, he could try to proceed by trying to capture that G5 rabbit, but I don't think it's worth his effort to spend time on the east. I would do exactly what we've been discussing. We both agree in agreement on this, that counterattacking in the west is his strongest long-term decision. Not only is it good because it would start to make use of his extra camel, but also because the silver elephant really can't defend. And even the silver horse and the silver camel can't defend against C6 very easily. Oh, good move. For Tuck's sake, I was thinking it was Silver's move and the F4 rabbit was going to be taken, but yeah, that's a good move by Tux to protect everything. Sorry, is that
I would discard this E4 rabbits after this move, but maybe I am too scared.
No, that's very good to be scared about. It's a very scary goal attack that Hanzak has down that E-file. I don't know if it's worth sacrificing a rabbit at this point to try to advance rabbits. I mean, for example, Silver could push his elephant to E3 and put rabbits on E4 and E5. But I see that as just losing the C4 rabbit without getting a strong enough attack. I don't see it. Do you see any attacks for Hanzak here?
I'm not sure. Maybe gold is safe. This capture possibilities on F3 with the horse. Maybe he's safe. I'm not sure.
Oh, interesting. So I noticed in the chat room that AAA is saying that you can move the elephant to E4 and then move your dog back to F6. That would be threatening to push the horse to F5, which would be a killer threat. The only thing that would save gold in that position is he can retreat with his horse and then use two steps to capture the rabbit. Yes, that looks like an intriguing idea, but I think it would work in gold's favor. So we'll take another look here. So we're looking at 27S. Yeah, Hanzak's problem is that his elephant...
would be okay. I think there is easy answer for AAA to capture the rabbit and retrieve is the horse.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first thing I suggested was that 27S, but then, yeah, the two steps with the two cats is too strong. So now, well, is he going to continue pushing forward? I think Hanzak's in big trouble now. He's now down a camel without any rabbit compensation. And it doesn't seem that...
Cat on D3 is prepared to capture the rabbit next turn.
So you're saying if he tries to advance?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, briefly, Hanzak looked like he had some counter chances when that silver rabbit was on G3, but since that rabbit has been flipped up to G5, it no longer seems that Silver has any reasonable chances. He's trying some tactical tricks here. He's trying to advance a gold threat down the E-file, but Tux has a very, very strong position now. As long as he plays this cautiously, I think that he should get it. Now, you can look for tactical trickery here as Silver, but I don't think that would work either. Like trying to sacrifice a rabbit on E3. For example, if you push the gold cat to D2, from E2 to D2, and then you advance two rabbits to E3 and D3, one cat would pull the rabbit through the trap, the cat would end up on C4, but I still don't see a strong enough silver attack to continue. So Hanzak's just slowly mounting pressure here. I don't know, based on his previous move, if he's trying to capture gold pieces now, if he's planning to pull gold rabbits into the F6 trap, or if he's just trying to continue building pressure by moving his pieces down the E-file.
I expect now is definitely time for H-file attack.
By gold? You're saying an H-file attack by silver?
A-file.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. I don't know. Do you think that gold can just continue defending against these threats and wait for Hanzak's threats to lose their momentum? Sorry,
Arlen. C4 pulling the rabbit and the horse back to with previous position and rabbit north. It's another blocking move. But, there are options for Silver to pull the rabbits on the G file. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to do. I'm not good at endings.
Okay, so 29G hand. Tux is trying a different approach altogether. He's trying I thought he was going to try and use his camel, but it seems that he's trying to get maybe his elephant into the F6. Maybe he wants to get his elephant up to F6, or E6, I should say, just in case Hanzak's planning a rabbit pull here. I don't know. Well, he's obviously threatening a dog push, but long-term, I wonder if his real intention is to get his elephants more into the northeast?
I'm not sure. I would rather go there with camel, not with the elephant, but maybe it's the best how to capture a dog.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't understand why the elephants moved away from the E4 square. Because with the silver elephant fighting in the south, there's no reason not to send the gold elephant, the gold camel, into the north if he wants to challenge in the north. So there's the immediate dog threat capture. That's one possibility. Hanzak's. Well, let's see here.
And the defense of the dog would destroy the structure on the B7, around the B7, so it isn't as bad for gold.
Well, one thing that silver might be thinking of here is pushing the cat on. Okay, I didn't have time to finish that, but I thought he might have pushed the cat onto the C3 trap this move, and then on the next move, move the elephant to D2 with rabbits on E3 and D4 as sort of a desperation attack, but he was going for the different... it looks like he's just going to try and capture gold rabbits. So 29S, he is threatening to take a gold rabbit, and I see that maybe what he's thinking now is that if either the gold horse on F4 or the gold elephant on D5 were to move to try to protect that F6 trap, that would open up some opportunity for a silver counterattack. Because now that camel's either in a bit of trouble or there's a weakness.
I expect now
F6.
I would expect camel to E4 instead of the last two steps.
Okay, so Tux is looking okay now. Now, Hanzak might... I'm trying to think if he's going to continue his attack. He might, now that he sees that he can't capture on the F6 trap, he could try to put his cat on F7 to defend that trap and then push his horse to G5. Yeah. So the horse on G5, now that he sees he can't capture a rabbit in the F6 trap, he's now going to go down and try and counterattack against the G3 square, which would be very powerful. That was one disadvantage of moving the horse up to F5. But so now Tux has to think of, he's in a bit of a bind. Okay, so Tux came up with a pretty good move there.
Go silver horse blockade. Oh, he can escape through the G6 if he wants.
Yeah, so it's silver's move here now in 31S. He's got a minute 8 in reserve. Tux has been building up his reserve nicely. Hanzak's in a little bit of time trouble, but not too bad. So there's an immediate capture of a rabbit from E4 to F3. It's a double-edged capture, though, because it would allow the horse to infiltrate G3.
There is also the capture set of the dog if he left with the elephant. I have to leave at 10 minutes, so I hope you will comment it alone. You must comment it alone, or maybe the game will end. I'm not sure with that.
Okay, that's no problem. And I guess we haven't mentioned that it's a 90-second time control. I'm sure the spectators have noticed that, but with this extra 30 seconds per move, games are a little longer, so commentators are no longer just hanging in there for an hour and a half. Now it's going to be 2 hours sometimes. Okay, so that's looks like a huge gamble here by Hanzak on 31S. He's sacrificing his dog. If he sacrifices that
no,
dog...
No, it isn't sacrifice, it's goal in one threat. Or not, sorry, no. It's goal
in two threat. Yeah, but it is a gamble, but it looks like a justified gamble. No, because if a rabbit got... Even if a rabbit got to E2 and... How far could he get his rabbit to E2 and E4? No, because the cat could move to E2 and then the other cat moves to F2 and then the rabbit's gone. Plus he's sacrificing a dog right here on 32G.
But I would be very scared to take the dock now.
Well, I mean, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind taking that dog. I don't see the goal threat by silver. I mean, I guess you don't want to lose a game where you're up a camel. You know, it would be embarrassing to lose by a simple rabbit threat down the E-trap. But I don't see it. So you take the gold dog here. You'd have to keep the camel on.
I would probably pull the dog to F4, pull the rabbit to F4.
So you're saying maybe move a cat to F2 and then use the dog to pull the rabbit from E4 to F4?
Exactly. There's one additional step. Any?
I'm a greedy player. I would take the dog here. I just don't see Silver's real goal threat. I mean, it's one step to move the elephant out of the way. If you take two steps to move a rabbit to E2, it gets captured anyway. I guess... So, okay. I see it. So he's going to move his elephant to D3, rabbit to E2, and then the elephant back to E2. Sorry, the elephant's going to move back and forth, end up on its original square, and a rabbit's going to move to E2. Then the cat's going to flip the rabbit to D3. I still think it holds. That's more dangerous to move the elephant back to E3 with the rabbit on E2, but I still see that as a solid defense for gold, because the cat just flips the rabbit from E2 to D3. Okay, so Tux is playing it cautiously. He's blockading the E4 square so that the silver elephant can't get into the north. And he's also made it more difficult for the rabbits to advance now. If the elephant pushes onto the D3 trap, the farthest a rabbit could get is the E3 square, which obviously isn't. So Hanzak's got to be thinking, well, his position's a little bit of a jam here. He did get away with his dog. I thought the dog could have been taken on 32G. It was a very dangerous-looking move, but I didn't see a forced goal by Silver. Now that dog up. So one threat is that the silver rabbit on C4 can be captured with the camel moving up to C4. Sorry, the D4 silver rabbit can be captured with the gold camel pulling its way through to C4. Gold did a nice job of blockading. That silver horse clearly wanted to push its way through to G4. Tux never took that. Even when he had a chance to take a rabbit earlier, he declined the rabbit capture so that the silver horse couldn't push through the G4 square. He's kind of got a nice blockade there along the D file. The silver horse can't move to the E4 square without moving both of its rabbits to the west. Not that it has a lot to gain right there. Okay, so we're seeing a camel offer here. I think that's a good move by that's a good move. For example, if the gold dog pushes the rabbit to E3 and then the silver cat pulls that rabbit from E3 into the F3 trap, there's now a couple of threats against the gold position. Actually, that silver dog's a big threat now, isn't it? One threat is that the silver dog's going to push its way onto B3, so gold would be gaining a rabbit, but in return he'd be giving up a really strong counter threat against... I still think that's okay. I'm pretty materialistic in positions like this. I like to kill rabbits that are long-term threats, so I think I would take that E4 rabbit here, push that down to E3, the cat captures into the F3 trap. Even if silver were to... take control of that C3 trap, the camel can move to C4, pushing the rabbit back to C5. Have we seen 33G? I don't see it on my browser.
Yeah, I've seen it, and I wanted rather the frame than capture here. As I would prefer not let the camel be hostage now, but I'm not sure, but it was... not necessary.
All right, so I'm a little too greedy as a player, I guess. I was looking to just get rid of the E4 rabbit altogether and then try and make a counter threat against the West. But yeah, Tux is playing more cautiously there. So the dog can reach B3, but I guess that's not as powerful a threat anymore, because the dog could be taken hostage at A3 if it did push its way down to B3. And there's still that... the blockade at G4 still prevents the silver horse from reaching G3. And even the silver elephant would have a hard time reaching the F5 square if it wanted to capture the gold horse. So there's all sorts of good positional advantages here for gold. So are we still waiting for 33S here? Okay, I don't see 33S, so I just see Hanzak down to about 30 seconds of reserve. So gold, on the next couple of moves, might move his gold dog onto B3. Move the rabbit to A4 as a way of solidifying that square. Right now, Hanzak can push a dog onto the B3 square, but it could be taken hostage immediately on the A3 square. Tux has got all kinds of nice blockading moves. The e4 rabbit is preventing the silver horse from challenging the f5 horse. The g4 square is blockaded. That's preventing the silver horse from invading to g3.
Yellow zone.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Red zone and Hanzak. Time.
So he's down to just 5 seconds. So now if Tux wants to, he can reverse his dog and rabbit, move the dog to b3, rabbit to a3. Or if he wants to play really cautiously, he can move, push the dog to a4, put his elephant on c4. There'd be... No, actually, he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to allow the silver dog to advance down the e-file and reach e3. So his elephant does have an important role of keeping his eye on that silver dog.
I would rather push the rabbit back to a4, this elephant, and the dog to a4.
So are you saying Gold should push the dog to a4?
Yeah. Or b5 or a4. Looks good.
And then you would use your elephant to push the other rabbit onto the e4 square?
Yeah, to capture it next turn.
Yeah, my only concern would be that you're inviting Anzac to advance a rabbit from, or maybe a cat, from b6 to c4 on that move. No, it doesn't reach there, does it? No, it could reach there. So I'd be slightly concerned that the cat would reach b4. I like the idea of just completely blocking out any... Well, does that work? I guess now your other concern is that the silver... If you do my suggestion of putting the dog on b3, rabbit on a3, now you're worried about the silver dog trying to push its way through the a2 trap, right? Or sorry, to the a2 trap underneath the c3 trap.
Nice move. Other option was the rabbit to b2.
Tux has found a creative way. He's just going to prevent the dog from reaching b3 through indirect means. That's pretty cute. On the other side, he's given up his g4 blockade. He's kind of trying to hem in that d3 elephant by immobilizing the d4 rabbit. In return, he's giving up control of that g4 blockade. So Hanzak can use his step to move his cat from e7 to f7, and now he has the option, if he chooses, to advance his horse to g4.
On the other side, Silver cannot advance with his horse as the rabbit on g6 is hanging.
Well, that's why he used one step to move his cat from e7 to f7 before moving his horse to g4. It is obviously dangerous. He could also, instead of moving his cat to f7, he could move it to e6. That way the dog is mobilized in case the gold horse ever moves away. Then the silver dog would be immobilized, because there is some risk that the gold horse would then move to g6 to try to create gold threats, and you would want a mobile e5
dog. So we have h-file attack now.
Yeah, I think that Tux is kind of inviting the silver horse to move south. He gave up the blockade, but he wants to get his gold horse on the g6, and that's why I think maybe Hanzak would put his cat on, instead of on f7, maybe put it on e6, because he's going to need a mobile... silver dog from e5, get it back to f7 or something like that. Now, even that would be very difficult.
But the dog is on prison now, and the silver rabbit is dangerous alone.
Yeah. Actually, I think that Hanzak's going to look over the next 3 to 4 moves and decide he can't move that horse from g5 to g4. There was a blockade for a long time, but now the blockade isn't required.
I'm not sure if Gold could push the rabbit to a4, a3 now, is the rabbit a2 step, but it's dangerous. The cat could unfreeze the dog again.
Yeah, this is kind of tricky. Tux came up with a fancy move. He didn't completely block out b3 or c4, and we should have discussed this for Hanzak, because I was wondering if he could mobilize the dog. He couldn't, but he still has a move, like a two-move step.
Or so duck to a5 is the camel pushing the dog. Yeah, it's better.
But now that rabbit on c4 is going to reach d4. I guess what he's going to count on is that it's just a one move threat, right? Because there's, even if his elephant, for example, pushes the cat away from d2 to e2. So if he moves a rabbit to c4 to c4, pushes his elephant off, and then moves his other rabbit from c3 to d3, or for example, if he moved the pushed the cat on e3, pushed it to f3, with rabbits on c4 and d3, that's a false protection threat. It's just a long way for me to say that there's a one move opportunity for here for silver to put a piece on c4, allowing rabbits to get from c4 and d3, but that's going to allow false protection captured by gold on the next move. So Tux took a dangerous looking way to protect c4, but it looks like it's going to work. He might have to put his elephant on c4 in the worst case, if there's a long-term threat for silver to keep a piece on c4 and then trying to push rabbits either through the c2 trap, like down south, or through d3. Even if that threat emerged, gold still has chances to use his elephant to push a piece off of c4 and reestablish a frame. So I don't see Hanczak having an immediate threat right here. So Tux took a dangerous-looking way to defend b3. Hanczak nearly came up with a strong defense, and Tux is now seems to have the position back under control.
False protection, okay, so, as predicted. But there was an option with coming with the c7 rabbit to c4.
Sorry, in that case, I think that the camel could have just stepped onto c4 with the gold dog pushing the silver rabbit to b4. I think that would have clogged it up again. I think that Hanczak's trying to get out of the frame and just trying to. So Tux, he's now, well, the cat looks like it's in danger on f3, but it's not because the silver horse can't reach g4 without giving it a second defender. Now the question is, which rabbit do you want to capture here? Do you want to capture the d3 rabbit or
d3, of course.
Where
to place the rabbit is the question.
Yeah, so the second one is, it will work out the same.
c5 or d4, this is the question.
D4 if he wants the blockader piece for the silver elephant again, but I would be tempted to put it on c5 where it's farther away from goal. The only other thing Tux might be concerned about is that the silver dog can push its way to. Well, no, that's not a major threat, I guess, because there will be one gold piece on d3 after this move. There will be another gold. The camel will be on c4. The dog would have an opportunity to get to b3 temporarily, but it's not a strong threat because silver doesn't have enough steps to get the dog to b3 while protecting it with his elephant. So Tux is just going to think over this false protection capture here. Unless I'm not seeing the 36g move, he's being very cautious here. I don't know. His 36g was pretty cautious. He did not capture the rabbit. I guess he just wants to reestablish
the blockade.
So he seems to be more concerned with the blockade than with the capture. But there's been many times during this game, I've always thought of Tux as being more of a material than a positional player. But I guess I'm wrong, because he's constantly chosen the he's passed up about three rabbit captures, and each time he's gone for the slower positional move, which isn't what I was expecting. Ironically, Fritzline's the more materialistic player.
I don't like the gold's position now.
You don't like gold's position? I think the key is to re-freeze that d4 rabbit. For example, if gold rabbit from c2 to d2, cat from c3 to c2, and the camel pushing back onto the c4 square, that immobilizes the d4 rabbit, and I think that's a key to this position, is to immobilize that d4 rabbit. Then the question, it would actually have the side benefit of temporarily freezing that dog at one other thing.
The previous move would look much better, I think.
Yeah, I like the capture as well. Actually, I suggest it's rabbit c2 to d2. He might move it to b2 as a. Okay. So it's a slower play than I was expecting. So we don't have a horse frame. That means. Oh, sorry, we don't have a rabbit frame. That means the elephant at d3 is free to move, but that rabbit doesn't have great long-term opportunities. It's kind of in this position it was before. Earlier in the game, we saw that rabbit stuck at c4, unable to move, not framed, but not really mobile. We're back in that position. Once again, there's a actually the position's kind of reverted to some of the other things we saw earlier. Again, the silver rabbit's hemmed in along the third rank by its own rabbit. Again, there's a g4 blockade. The silver rabbit, silver horse can't move to g4. Again, that immobilized c4 rabbit. The only thing
I agree. The Tux is in good shape now, so there is no option to penetrate. Seems to me.
He's played a really patient defense here. It's a different style of play than I was expecting to see from him, but he hasn't played to win material. He's just played to constrict Silver's position. Hanzak keeps trying to come up with goal threats, and Tux is kind of calmly passing up rabbit captures just to constantly use blockades and other techniques to slow down the attack. So the c4 rabbit's no threat whatsoever. The e4 rabbit is immobilized. Silver elephant can't protect both at the same time. This is very similar to earlier in the game where c4 and e4 rabbit were threatened. We saw this earlier, and Tux passed up opportunities, creating blockades and such. We're right back there, but now the question is, will he now capture that e4 rabbit? Hanzak hasn't got a lot of counterplay here. I don't see any...
Yellow again. I'm surprised Tux didn't start his attacks. I think he had a lot of opportunities to start counterattacks. But probably as his came up, there is no need to attack. No need to raise.
Okay, so there's now an opportunity for this. If gold does nothing, he's going to lose his cat on c3. But there's a really strange-looking frame here. The cat could move to d3, camel to c4, and then the gold dog to b4. If I'm correct, there's no opportunity for infiltration whatsoever. So you'll have the silver elephant holding a frame, but on the c2 square, which is terrible. And then I think you might see gold finally starting to capture pieces at e4. Do you agree with that? If cat on d3, camel on c4, dog on b4, it doesn't look like there's any chance to break that scary-looking frame, right?
I would probably pull the other rabbit to f4 with the cat. And just step with the cat, with the other cat, to d3, and not frame immediately the rabbit. But it would be losing move, probably, yeah. So frame is better. With the elephant on c4, or with the camel on c4?
Well, I like the camel on c4 and dog on b4. It seems that you're not committing as much that way. And I like the fact that the elephant's framed on c2. That means if gold does capture the silver rabbit into the f3 trap, now the silver elephant could give up the c3 c3 frame, but it's now much further away from the f5 gold horse. So gold horse.
I agree with your frame. There was through to. In my case, the rabbit can go through with the help of the dog from the c5, so it will be losing move, of course. Exactly.
Yeah. So now
seems like first well-predicted move.
Yeah. I think we've had a couple of them, but not too many. So yeah. It's now yes. Yeah, because the only way that silver could really break this, maybe would be to get his horse from G. And this is a joke, but from G5 to B5, pull the dog away, and then try and break the frame. Other than that, I see no way he can do anything. I mean, there's just a wall of pieces on that fourth rank. If you look at the fourth rank, there's no way for any silver piece to get south. It's a very impressive wall created by Tux. The only two pieces that are south of the wall are a rabbit. Obviously, if that rabbit gets mobilized, it's going to win the game, but it's not going to be mobilized. There's nothing silver can do. The elephant's horribly placed. So Hanzak might just give up this frame right now and move his elephant to e3. I think at some point it will become obvious to him that he can't break that frame. Other than that ridiculous... horse move from g5 to b5, that would take so long that gold would win the game. He would just advance, he'd get a goal attack down the h-file. So once silver identifies that he can't possibly break through that wall of fourth rank pieces, that giant wall all along there, he just has to move his elephant to e3 and protect his e4 rabbit. And that's actually a new goal threat being developed. That e4 rabbit's, I mean, we've seen this all game, but, you know, it's a new goal threat for silver.
So, bye.
Okay, sorry, so you have to go? Okay, yes, you did. So it's just me now. my co-commentator, he warned me quite a while ago he would have to leave, and I think he stayed actually longer than he was originally intending. So now we're here on move 39G. Hanzak down to just 6 seconds in reserve. We see Tux with the opportunity here to capture a rabbit from E4 to F3. The only reason he wouldn't do that is if he's trying to re-engineer some pieces so that they're more efficiently distributed for capturing the rabbit. Ordinarily, I would consider doing that, but I just don't see how that would happen. But I guess one slow step. Okay, so 39G, 57 seconds used by Tux. He takes the rabbit. So now Tux, I'm virtually positive he's going to have to give up the framed rabbit at some point. With there's now a new hole along that fourth rank. There used to be a rabbit at E4. Now there's an opportunity for a piece to break through there. But the only piece that's strong enough is the silver horse, and there's just no way it's going to make it through there. The gold elephant could obviously try to capture it before it gets through the fourth rank. So there's still no real opportunity for any of the northern silver pieces to break through the fourth rank, even with that new opening. I still see Hanzak as being forced to give up his C2 frame. His elephant would have to move, give up the C3 rabbit. Once that... Okay, well, we've seen the horse move from G5 to G7, so it's possible he's going to try that long roundabout way of breaking the frame. Maybe he thinks that his only way to win this game is to break the frame by getting a dog or horse through the B3 square or C4 square, as the case may be. He moves his horse over to the B file. The problem is that I don't know if that's his plan or not, but it's strange that he would move his horse to G7. If that is his plan, well, regardless of what Silver's plan is, Gold's immediate move should be horse to G6. As soon as the silver horse leaves the area, that's going to be a huge problem for Silver. I mean, regardless of the situation, the gold horse on G6 with rabbits on H5 and H4 is very, very powerful. I wouldn't hesitate at all to take that G6 square. After that, the next moves would be, depending on what the silver horse does, the next moves would either be rapid advances along the H-file or maybe continue an attack against the F6 trap. The only thing is you have to remember that gold's going to be doing this entire attack without his camel or elephant. I was going to say that he wants to leave his strong pieces back to protect that frame, but he doesn't really need to, I suppose. As long as his gold elephant can keep away the silver horse from ever reaching the D4 square, and I think he can, then I think Tux is right. He's betting on the fact that D4 horse is going to be able to, sorry, the D4 dog is going to be able to hold this position, and I think he's right. So what you might see now instead is elephant on E6. Then the horse would maybe move, the gold horse would move from F5 to E5 as a way of, you can't let the dog try to infiltrate into the south either. Like, he just has to keep away all avenues of attack for silver. So if the horse gets over to the west, even if it's just E5, that protects a lot of squares. If the elephant moves to E6, it should be able to keep away the silver horse from reaching the southwest. Silver would have all kinds of opportunities. For example, even if his elephant were on E6 and his horse moved to F5, the cat can pull down a rabbit from G6 to G5. Pull a rabbit down from G6 to G5, pull that rabbit either into the F3 trap or just clear some space for rabbits to advance along up to G6. There's an infinite number of possibilities. Or just advance rabbits, try to advance rabbits up through the F trap. Maybe put a cat on G6 and then try to advance rabbits. So in 40S, I've been thinking all of Tux's moves because he's the one in control of this game. But from Hanzak's perspective, he has to... I know he's trying to think of a way to break through with that rabbit on C3, but he's made a lot of gold... chances through this game through gold pressure, and I think that he should try to either try to swindle a gold piece, maybe, for example, by pushing a gold camel up to C5, which wouldn't work now, but maybe at some future point he can create a double threat by pushing a gold camel up to C5 with a second threat against the B3 trap, which might open up his position, or something active of that nature. By just keeping his elephant on C2, he's got no real long-term hopes. So 41G, we're going to see Tux. I think he's going to put his elephant on E6 to keep the silver horse at bay. I think we see him maybe put a gold horse on e5 because he doesn't want the dog on d5 to infiltrate through the e-file. And then maybe just put a cat on f5. It seems like, as far as I can see, that's a solid position. Okay, so I guess he doesn't really need to put his elephant on e6. He's going to use his horse to create a goal in one threat. A goal in two threat if the silver horse were to leave the f7 trap. Well, it can't. It's even if you put a rabbit on e6, move the cat to f7, and put the horse on. You know, I should have been reading the chat room messages some more because I think people were suggesting that. So Hanzak's going to go for the a4 rabbit now. I think it's forced to move the cat from d3 to b2. This is actually a pretty good counterattack here by Hanzak. Move the cat from d3 to b2. That prevents the a3 rabbit from being pulled. And then just put a dog on d3. I don't think there's an immediate capture threat of that c3 rabbit, but it's nice to have the extra protector just in case. I'm a little surprised he took the rabbit off the first rank. I usually like to keep that last defending rabbit on the first rank. I would have preferred dog d4 to d3, but I still see this as being a very rock-solid position for gold. Kind of a desperation attack to get that a4 rabbit down to a1, but it's just too much to ask one elephant surrounded entirely by gold pieces to advance a rabbit. Maybe if the silver horse can get over to the west side, it could help out, but the horse can't possibly get there in time before a gold attack scores. So I still think that it's a very, very well-controlled game by gold. I don't see any real opportunity at all for the silver pieces to break through. They can't even, no silver piece can even reach like d3 or c2 as an assisting piece. There's just nothing around helping that elephant out. Hanzak also is also a threat that the cat's going to be captured by the horse being pulled to e7. That would create, obviously, an almost instant goal in two threat by moving the gold horse to f7 followed by a gold rabbit to g6. But if Hanzak wants to prevent that, he doesn't necessarily have to defend directly. If he does something like, for example, I don't know, push the gold dog from b4 to b5, and move with his fourth step, move his elephant to b3, he'll be creating some kind of counter threat to advance his a4 rabbit to a2, and that counter threat would be enough to keep his cat alive for one more turn. He just has to prevent Tux from using all four steps against the northeast on this move. So Hanzak's thinking about his 42S here. Again, it's a different situation than before with the framed rabbit. Now he's trying to advance the A4 silver rabbit, but the common positional theme here is that Tux just has blocked out all entry points for all invading silver pieces. There's just nothing around to help that elephant. There's no possibility of scoring. Okay, so he's going to be persistent. So I think that the question now is whether Tux can safely capture that cat on F6. There's no immediate goal in one threat by silver. The silver rabbits advance to A3, but with gold pieces on A2, B2, and C2, there's a pretty good wall there already. So I think Tux could capture the cat on F6 this move. Once it's captured, just trying to think of what if Tux. Before Tux captures that F6 cat, he just has to calculate every possible silver move, make sure there's no sneaky goal-in-one threats. I can't imagine there would be a goal-in-one threat. Yeah, Tux is thinking for a while here before capturing the F6 cat. Because he's ahead by so much material and because he had such a dominant position, he doesn't want to just carelessly give this away. But if he's too cautious, maybe he would give himself some difficulties. For example, if he moved all three of his fourth rank pieces, slid them over from A4 to C4, maybe that would be introducing a possibility for a silver dog to get down to D2 and create some new trouble or something. I don't know. I don't think he has to play too cautiously here. So I think Tux is right there on 43G to just take the piece. So there's going to be a very clear and obvious path for a goal score here. There's virtually no silver defenders left to do anything. So now all gold has to do is survive. I mean, the silver elephant would probably move down to A. Move from B3 to B2 on this move on 43S. And he's going to want to put... Hanzak has just given up. He sees that it's impossible to advance. I was going to suggest some possible ideas, but Tux could have just prevented them by putting pieces on B3 and then beginning with his using steps to advance on the other side. So there's... Okay, so we had a very entertaining game here. As early as move 13G, I recall saying that Tux was very happy with his opening. I think it was 13G where it was obvious he was going to be ahead by a camel. He was ahead by a camel for a rabbit for a long time. Hanzak then counterattacked. He tried to use the D file, E file, and even the G file to create goal chances. Tux kind of helped him out a bit by pulling a rabbit down to G3 earlier. It seemed that Hanzak had some chances to try to use that rabbit to push forward, but it seemed that he missed the chance that Tux had to flip the rabbit from G3 to G5. And after that point, Tux played a very careful game, really dominated. He really built some nice walls of pieces along the fourth rank. He prevented it. He never captured rabbits quickly when he thought that those rabbit captures might lead to chances on the other side, so he always created blockades rather than captures, and just continued blockades, continued with obstruction moves, and then finally Silver's position cracked a bit. So congrats to both players on an entertaining game. With this victory by Tux, if there are no upsets, he would face Chess and Go next round, but if there are any upsets, that would change the schedule quite a bit. So I have my own game in about an hour and a half, so I'm going to log off, say goodnight, good morning, I guess, to everybody, and I'll be back in an hour and a half for my game, and I think the commentator for that will be Chess and Go. So that'll be I'm looking forward to his comments as well. Thanks. Oh, and I should point out that normally we would have a post-game interview, but I don't think either of these players would have a microphone. If they do have a microphone, you can let me know right now. We'll do a post-game interview. Otherwise, I'll sign off. Oh, and I haven't thanked the sponsors, so give me one moment and I'll bring up the list of sponsors. Okay, so the first people we would thank is Omar for organizing the World Championship. Also, the sponsors, we have IGG Game Center, we have Z-Man Games, who publishes the physical board game Arima. They publish many other games as well. There's the word game WYPS. You can play that at littlegollum.net. Also, we'd like to thank all of the... the sponsors are really big help, but also we got financial donations from all the players. Many players not only paid their entry fees, but over-contributed to the prize funds, so thank you, everyone. I think our prize fund's over $1,300, so that's great. Thanks to Omar for organizing the tournament, and thanks for all the spectators who came out today.